Newsbreak podcast.
The very late notice warning that we received from the South African Weather Services. We only received the notice of this warning or this warning at 10 o'clock last night. And by then the horse has already bolted. We had more than 300 millimeters of rain from around about 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That causes a lot of destruction and carnage.
From social media posts that we're seeing, we see a lot of flooding that took place in the area. We saw roads that were uprooted, cars that, you know, were flooded and left on embankments. I think just take me through the sort of infrastructure damage that you're seeing on the ground within the CBD.
I have been to most of the damage already this morning. What actually happened at 8 o'clock, a substation was also hit by lightning, which draped the whole area in darkness until 8 o'clock this morning. So that was added. That added insult to injury. There was extensive damage in the CBD of Margate, in the area that ends up on the Margate Beach. Everything is destroyed. Infrastructure gone, roads gone. And the same at the entrance into Margate from Manaba at the Sasol garage and the Total garage. There's total destruction there. Robex is busy with the upgrade of Marine Drive and all their works and material washed away downhill to that area, and the road was totally destroyed if you look at the pictures. So that is heavy, heavy damage. And then all over the place in my ward and in the surrounding wards, there are severe damage to roads and infrastructure, especially on our roadside where the mass of water washed away the tar surface and basically destroyed the roads for large areas.
And in terms of mop-up operations, what can you tell me? Because a lot of people are saying that, you know, the drainage systems are old and not able to cope with the amount of rainfall that was received yesterday and overnight.
What you're saying is so true. You know, everything is collapsing. Stormwater drains are blocked. And this, whenever we get a heavy downpour, then, you know, there's really extensive damage. So what you're saying is totally correct. The stormwater drains are not maintained. They're blocked, and this causes water to run and accumulate and cause extensive damage. But by the way, the Weather Service earlier this morning, issued another warning. But this time, yesterday's was a level 2 yellow warning. This morning's was a level 5 red warning for heavy rain in our area still again today. So that is cause for concern. But as far as mop-up operations and our disaster teams are on the ground of both Ugu and Rainkonyeni municipality trying to deal with all this extensive damage, we were all asked to do a survey of damage in our wards, and we are currently busy with that.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.